Thomas Jefferson, among others, thought laws should have expiration dates, but for the most part they don't. As a result, they often outlive their usefulness. That point's been raised in Alexandria, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this is a story written by Patricia Sullivan in the Washington Post about an effort by Councilman Justin Wilson in the city of Alexandria. The city, of course, has a long storied history, but apparently, as she writes, there is a limit to how sacred Alexandria residents hold their history.
And Wilson wants some historical laws to go away. As an example, there's one that's similar to a state law that disappeared last year.
New tonight, if you're among the thousands of unmarried couples living together in Virginia, you're breaking the law. Cohabitation became a crime in 1877, and it remains illegal today.
That report on ABC News 7 in Northern Virginia was about a bill in the General Assembly to abolish the state's version of a law against unmarried couples living together. The bill passed, and the cohabitation law is no longer in the Virginia Code. But, David, it's still technically in force in Alexandria.
Quite an antiquated law in today's world, though apparently somebody cited it in a lease recently in a landlord-tenant dispute. Those are laws that I guess would not be held even legal today if they were challenged in court.
There's also one about how the city names its streets.
There's a law that was approved in 1952, updated in 1963, the height of the civil rights movement, that said that streets should be named after Confederate military leaders in so far as possible.
Now, that one applies to streets that run north and south, and it's been used.
There's a lot of streets already named for Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis, but obviously a law passed in 1963 doesn't quite fit with today's times.
Our next story is about Governor McAuliffe and something he did as his term got underway.
Michael Laris, a reporter with the Washington Post, tagged along as Governor McAuliffe kind of poked his head around the cubicles in the offices that handle the state payroll. The governor was getting around and apparently asking people for suggestions on how to improve things. The staff are there taking notes.
Now, most of the workers seemed surprised at being asked to advise the governor and didn't have too much to say. But, David, there was one exception.
The reporter said that one employee seemed like she'd been waiting a decade for someone to ask that question. And she went into a very detailed thing about how payrolls at the end of November, fall before Thanksgiving, which deprives the state of some much-needed interest income.
2 days of interest, to be exact, is what she said the state loses by paying employees the day before Thanksgiving rather than paying them after Thanksgiving. And we'll see whether Terry McAuliffe wants to be the governor who changes that policy. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can see their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.